certainly appreciate the prayer that David led us in a few moments ago. Appreciate Bruce leading us in song. And appreciate Steve again giving us the reading of the scripture there from the book of Romans. And appreciate the presence of each and every one as you've come back tonight to encourage one another and to stir up one another into love and to good works and to hear another portion of God's word proclaimed. And tonight I'd like to encourage everyone to keep an open Bible as we spend a few moments this evening talking about some benefits of having a gospel meeting. The Lord willing, our gospel meeting with Brandon Hathaway doing the preaching will begin next Sunday. And with our upcoming meeting so close, I thought it would be appropriate for us to take just a few moments this afternoon to take some time to talk about some benefits of having a gospel meeting. You see, there are many congregations and many individuals today who feel like that gospel meetings are a thing of the past. They feel like that there are absolutely no benefits that are gained by having a gospel meeting. But you know, there are a lot of benefits that can be gained from having a gospel meeting. And we want to take just a few moments this afternoon to talk about some of those benefits. And I want to begin by suggesting to us that having a gospel meeting provides the benefit of hearing the Word of God. Just a few moments ago, Steve read for him Romans chapter 10. And did you notice there in verse 17, the Apostle Paul informed what the source of faith was? What was that? What did Paul say there? So then faith comes how? By hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You see, that's a benefit of hearing the Word of God. We learn there that the source of faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. We can learn about another benefit of God's Word found there in Acts chapter 20 and verse number 32. And as good Bible students there, you remember Paul commending the elders of Ephesus to the Word of God and His grace. And you remember what he said, that benefit that could come from God's Word there in that verse? Remember what he said? It is able to do what? Build you up. Did you know that? Did you know that God's Word is able to build you up? You see, that's another benefit that we can get from hearing the Word of God. It encourages us. It edifies us. It builds us up. We learn about another benefit of hearing God's Word and receiving it there in James chapter 1. And there in James chapter 1 and verse 21, you recall James saying, receive with meekness the implanted Word of God. And you remember what benefit he said about that? It is able to save your souls. Think about that. What greater benefit than that? And that is one of the benefits of having a gospel meeting. It provides us with the benefit of hearing the Word of God. But I also suggest to us this afternoon that having a gospel meeting provides us with an opportunity to invite others to come and join us, giving them the benefit of hearing the inspired Word of God proclaimed. You see, this gospel meeting that we are about to have, Lord willing, it is not only for the benefit of us, but it's also going to be for the benefit of others, for the benefit of those in this community, giving them an opportunity to come and join us and to hear God's Word proclaimed. And, you know, when you think about the benefit that can come from a simple invitation, when you think about the impact that a simple invitation can have on one's life, it should motivate us to want to encourage others to come and join us to hear the Word of God proclaimed during our gospel meeting. You see, when I think about that, when I think about the benefit of a simple invitation and how that can have a huge impact on one's life, I can't help but to think about John chapter 4. Open up your Bibles there with me for a moment. There's John the 4th chapter. And as good Bible students, we're familiar with the context in John chapter 4, how Jesus is speaking with the Samaritan woman. But I want us to notice, picking up here in verse 28 of John 4. There it's recorded, the woman, that being the Samaritan woman. And again, in the context, she's had a discussion with Jesus. But here it says in verse 28, the woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city and said to the men, notice what she said to him there in verse 29. She said, come, see a man. By the way, that word come, that's an invitation word. Did you know that? That's an invitation word. And here she says, come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him. Stop there for a moment. Here we see that the Samaritan woman, she invited the men of that city to come and see Jesus. She gave them a simple invitation. And they accepted that invitation, didn't they? Now let's pick up there in verse number 39, dropping down there to verse 39. Notice the impact that that simple invitation had. Here in verse 39 it says, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him, that being Jesus, believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them. And he stayed there 2 days. Now watch verse 41. And many more believed because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Think about that. You see that? You see, we need to take advantage of every opportunity that we have to invite others to come to our gospel meeting, Lord willing, next week, and to hear the Word of God proclaimed. Because there are many who are in need of hearing the soul-saving power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are many who may not believe, who, when they come and hear the Word of God, they may believe. And it could change their life forever. But I also suggest to us, another benefit of having a gospel meeting is it provides us an opportunity for us to examine our ways in the light of God's all-inspired Word, giving us the benefit of hearing what we need to hear in order to make the proper corrections needed. Again, God's Word is powerful. It has the ability to prick the hearts of men. And we need to understand that having this gospel meeting is going to provide us an opportunity to hear the Word of God. It's going to provide us an opportunity to examine our ways in light of God's all-inspired Word. And it's going to provide us an opportunity, if we hear something that we need to hear, that we need to make correction of, it's going to bring that to our attention and allowing us, giving us that benefit to make the proper correction needed. When I think about that, I can't help but to think about what the psalmist said there in Psalm 119. Go there with me, if you will, in your Bibles for a moment to the 119th Psalm. And here in Psalm 119, I want you to notice these words of the psalmist, beginning in verse number 59. There the psalmist penned, I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. Now notice verse 60. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. You see, there's a great possibility that as we're hearing the Word of God proclaimed next week, Lord willing, that something's going to be said that's going to catch our attention. Something's going to be said that's going to challenge us to think about our ways. And when we think about our ways and something that we need to make correction of, we need to have the mindset of the psalmist here in verse number 60. And we must not delay to make that change. We must not delay to do what God would have us to do. Again, it's been said that the Word of God is like a mirror for the soul. And when I think about that, I'm mindful of what James said there in James chapter 1. Turn with me there to James chapter 1. And here in James chapter 1, picking up there in verse 21, James said, therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Pay attention now. Verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, that is the word of God, and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Now I want you to think about that instruction. I want you to think about the need to be doers of the word and not hearers only. You see, when we just let the word of God go in one ear and right out the other, guess what? It's not doing us any good. It's not doing us any good. But we need to, as James said, we need to receive the word with meekness. We need to not only hear the word, but we need to make proper application of it in our life. And James gave a good analogy there, didn't he? James gave a good analogy there when he talked about, in verse 24, for he observes himself. That one who is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. He observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. You see, again, we need to be mindful of the opportunity that's going to be provided to us to examine ourselves in the light of God's word. We need to be mindful of the opportunity that we're going to have to examine our ways in light of God's word. And we need to take advantage of that benefit. Realizing that if something is brought to our attention, that challenges us to think about our ways. And we are even brought to our attention that we need to make correction. We realize that. We need to do just that. But I also suggest to us this afternoon, another benefit of having a gospel meeting. And that is, having a gospel meeting provides us with a great opportunity to come together, giving us the benefit of edifying one another. Did you know that? Did you know that having a gospel meeting is going to provide us with an opportunity to come together next Sunday through next Friday, Lord willing, to edify one another, to encourage one another, to build one another up? Did you know that? You see, the scriptures teach us of the need to pursue those things by which we may edify another. Having gospel meetings provide an opportunity for us to pursue those things by which we may edify another. When I think about that, I'm mindful of Paul's words there in Romans chapter 14, verse number 19. And there Paul simply says, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another. Again, having a gospel meeting is going to provide us with that benefit. It's going to provide us with that benefit to come together each night next week, Lord willing. To stir one another up. To consider one another. To encourage one another. And to help one another. When I think about that, I'm mindful of the words of the Hebrews writer found there in Hebrews chapter 10. Turn there with me, if you will, to Hebrews chapter 10. And notice this instruction of the Hebrews writer, beginning there in verse number 24. There the Hebrews writer penned, and let us consider one another. Why? Well, notice, in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Again, we have the instruction here for us to consider one another in order to provoke one another or to stir one another up for love and good works. And notice that next verse there, verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. You see, I want you to think about something. How are we going to be able to effectively fulfill the instruction given to us as Christians there in verse number 24 if we fail to assemble together? How are we going to be able to effectively fulfill that instruction? We're not going to be able to, are we? So you know what? If we're going to get the most out of the opportunity that we have of our gospel meeting and get the most out of that benefit to stir one another up and to love and to good works, guess what? We're going to have to be here, aren't we? We're going to have to be here. That's going to be required of us, aren't we? If we're going to effectively build one another up and edify one another. And we need to be mindful of that. And we need to be making plans to be here, Lord willing, next week in order to provide us with that great benefit of edifying one another. But one more example I want to share with you this afternoon in regard to some benefits of having a gospel meeting. And that is, having a gospel meeting provides us with a great opportunity to let our light shine before men, giving us the benefit of glorifying our Father in heaven. You see, as we see there in Matthew, the 5th chapter, believers are to let their light so shine. And I want you to notice this instruction given by Jesus with me there in Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse number 14. And there in Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 14, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men." Why, Jesus? "That they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." You see that? You see, we need to take advantage of the opportunities that we have to let our light shine. We need to take advantage of the opportunities that we have to glorify our Father and to give Him the glory. And you want to know something? Having a gospel meeting gives us the benefit and the opportunity to give God the glory. You see, gospel meetings, they're not about us. They're not about the visiting preacher and giving him the glory. They're not about the church here at Belleville and giving Belleville the glory. They're not about any individual and giving them the glory, but it's about giving God the glory. And having a gospel meeting is going to provide us that opportunity when the Word of God is preached. When I think about that, I think about the need to do whatever we do, to do it all to the glory of God, as Paul talked about there in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. And let's be mindful of that. And let's understand that the benefit of having a gospel meeting, it ultimately gives God the glory. And may we always remember that glory belongs to God and only to God. The Apostle Paul said there in Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 20, "Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." Now that we have discussed some benefits of having a gospel meeting, let's all seek to take advantage of the opportunity that will be provided by this gospel meeting and the benefits that can come from having this gospel meeting. Let's take advantage of that. Let's plan to attend every service of this gospel meeting, and let's be inviting others to attend our upcoming gospel meeting. We're about to sing a song of encouragement. And as we're about to sing this song of encouragement, we sing it as a way of invitation to invite those who have may not yet submitted their lives in obedience to the Lord and His will, as an opportunity for you to do that. If there is one here tonight who needs to submit themselves in obedience to the Lord and His will, we don't want you to wait until the gospel meeting. We don't want you to wait until then. We want you to do that now, knowing, as we talked about this morning, the fact that tomorrow may never come, and we must not put off for tomorrow what we need to do today. And if there is one here this afternoon who needs to submit themselves in obedience to the Lord and His will, know the need to do that now. For you have heard the Word of God. And if you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the one true living God, you can make a change in your life. You can repent of your sins. You can confess Jesus Christ before men, and you can be baptized into Christ this very hour for the remission of your sins. And you too can have that hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. And may we all always remember the need to continue to remain faithful unto death, the need to continue to keep on keeping on, The need to continue to remember to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Remembering what Jesus said in the latter part of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Maybe there's one here this afternoon who's already spent themselves in obedience to the Lord and His will, but maybe you haven't been faithful. Maybe you've strayed from that straight and narrow path that leads to life. You're encouraged to repent of your sins and confess them to God, asking Him for His forgiveness, and get back on that straight and narrow path that leads to life this very hour while you still have that opportunity to do so. And if you'd like to enlist of the prayers of the saints here on your behalf, we'd be more than willing to pray with or for you. So if there would be one here this afternoon who'd be subject to the Lord's gracious invitation, whatever your need may be, won't you let that need be made known now while making your way toward the front while we stand and sing the song Bruce has selected.